Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
From our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, folks, what's going on? Actually, still hanging in New York. I'm here all week. I'll be on Soledad. Yeah, I'll be on Soledad in just a minute, Tom. And yesterday, we had, at the end of the show, we had a couple of comedians on, and they're authors of a book. And I figure J. Anthony Brown, he would be taking notes for the first time in my segment
really
in a long time.
The
book is called Cheat. A Man's Guide to Infidelity.
Yes, sir.
And since we know Jay took Tiger's player's card.
Uh-huh. I've been on both sides of this one.
we wanted to reach out to Bill Burr, Joe DeRosa, and Robert Kelly. Hey, Robert, are you there?
I'm here. You guys hear me?
Yes, we hear you. All right, let's get right to it. Why did you guys want to write a manual on how to cheat?
You needed a book?
Yes, well, some guys don't know how to do it. A lot of us get caught.
Yeah. We wanted people to cheat like JFK, not Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? have some respect and keep your family and keep your job.
Now, Robert, you made the point that, look, you before you got married, you've been married 5 years, right?
Yes.
You
5 years
cheated
yesterday.
You cheated on every woman you dated before that.
Yes, every woman, yes. Even my wife at the beginning.
Even
Why?
Her. So what's the deal with the manual? Are you simply tired of men screwing it up and women knowing how to cheat and not talking?
Well, you got to figure it like this. First of all, we're not telling men to go out and cheat. We say that right at the beginning. We're not saying go cheat.
But if you're gonna,
don't lose all your happiness over one night maybe of some stupidness.
What's the first rule?
Well, the rule is, first of all, you're going to find out what type of cheater you are. You know, you might be, this might be a thing that you really want to do because you're sick in your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might be the rookie cheater, the accidental tourist, you know, a guy who's
We're talking
overseas.
Pros. You want to go to the pros, straight.
Rock star cheater.
Yeah.
Rock
and what
star
were
cheater.
You, Robert?
Unfortunately, in your eyes, I was a rock star cheater.
Okay.
Good one. He's
See,
good.
I'm just sitting this segment out. Jay, go ahead. What's your next question?
And your co-authors, what were they?
Well, one was actually a single guy, but we have, you know, you can still be, even though you're single, women that you're dating have expectations of you, and you could screw that up.
A cheat is a cheat, Robert.
A cheat is a cheat.
But
no,
here's the thing.
A cheat is only a cheat when he gets caught.
Let me tell you something. I'm sorry. What's your name again, miss?
Oh, Sybil.
Sybil.
Let me tell you something. Getting caught cheating on the woman you love is the worst feeling you'll ever feel as a man. Okay?
Speak to the choir.
Almost getting caught is the best feeling.
And that's a really thin line, isn't it, Robert?
This man.
why do you think women are much better at cheating? And they've done some studies, and women cheat sometimes as much as men or more.
Yeah.
Why are they so cool at it?
Well, women, see, guys, we're very emotional. We get angry. Mm-hmm. We get nervous. We feel the guilt. And women cheat. Guys, we cheat, you know, for dumb reasons, just sometimes we cheat just because the opportunity is
there. Right.
Women usually cheat because something's wrong in the relationship and they're looking for, it's emotional. Like, they actually like the other guy. Like, there's something in him that you don't have, you know, which is, I think, worse. You know, that hurts.
You're getting emotional talking about it, Robert.
Now, Robert, a woman would cheat and she'll still come home and say, hey, baby, how you doing? How was your day? A man cheat, he comes home and he won't even speak.
Yeah.
Is that a dead giveaway?
Yeah, you gotta make sure. One of the first things you have to do if you're going to do this, like I said, we're not telling you to do it, but if you're going to, which you probably are at some point, you need to own the guilt. If you can't own the guilt right away, like, look, I'm doing this, women will look at your face. My wife knows when I had certain food, she'll come home and see me. What'd you do? We don't do that. We don't walk home and, you know our wives did something wrong. We're disconnected in that way. A woman will know. Your woman will know when you did something wrong.
Have you ever been cheated on?
The best part of the book is one of my favorite parts is in between each chapter. We had our comic friends like Colin Quinn and Keith Robinson. we had all these true cheat stories. They gave us stories where they got caught cheating or, you know, whether it was a fail or succeed, and we break it down. And my true cheat story was the first time that I fell in love back when I was 16, and she cheated on me. But the moral of the story is when I met her, she cheated on her guy to go with me. And then 2 years later, she cheated on me to go with some new guy.
What was it about your wife that made you want to stop cheating?
She's a trooper. You know, she's one of my soldiers. She hung in there.
Here's the deal. Hold on, Robert. You said she's a soldier.
Is she a hit woman? Because, you know, she sounds like she'll take you out if you go there.
Well, here's the thing. I believe true love is when you meet somebody that accepts you for the piece of garbage that you really are. You know what I mean?
That's a lot of sense. The next time you write your next book, man, I'm going to do a couple chapters in it.
Because he's got some stories to tell.
I got some stories.
And you guys also did a short film on this, right?
Well, yeah, this is a very funny book, by the way. It's not just a serious book. Very funny. And it's based off our short film, Cheat, that you can see at CheatAmansGuide.com.
Folks, the book is called Cheat, A Man's Guide to Infidelity. Authors, Bill Burr, Joe DeRosa, and Robert Kelly. A couple of these guys are comedians. Robert, we appreciate it, man. Thanks a bunch. You're absolutely funny. We appreciate it.
This is awesome. Thanks, guys.